Hi, this is Sean Higgins, and I want to talk to you about retirement options. This is a big deal. Baby boomers, the first baby boomer, I remember seeing an article in a paper in 2006, and it was on the cover of USA Today. This is when people still read newspapers before the tablets got big and what have you. Front page of the USA Today showed this lady on a sailboat, almost like this, you know, Titanic, you know, thing. And she was the first baby boomer to hit retirement age. I mean, how they figured that out, I don't know. I thought that was amusing. But they're just piling on. Everybody's retiring. They've got money and all this stuff. There's more money moving from one generation to the next than any other time in human history, just in our country. So the options for retirement are extensive and confusing. But I'm going to really kind of break it down simple. What most people in America don't realize is that you can manage your own retirement account. And I'm not talking about a self-directed IRA. Those are probably the most basic form of retirement that's not for people that would be watching this video. An IRA is for my 5-year-old. An IRA is for my 16-year-old. An IRA is for somebody barely getting started. That's not what you're looking at. So if you've got a 401k at another company and you're retiring, the natural response, because this is what they're hammering at you, is to transfer that and roll it over into a self-directed IRA, which put the handcuffs on. Because now wherever you put that IRA, you're handcuffed to their options. And that could be Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Fidelity, Schwab, whatever it is. It really doesn't matter. You're still handcuffed to what the options they have. Most people don't realize that as an American, you can open up your own 401k. We call these the QRP, solo 401k. There's a bunch of different versions of it. Qualified retirement plan, where you are the administrator and you are the trustee. This is so critical. I'm going to say it again. Where you're the administrator and you're the trustee. Because those two things are happening, you can invest in anything you want to an extent. What I mean by that is because if I invest with Bank of America, and let's say they have my 401k, they're going to require an outside administrator and a trustee. Now I'm handcuffed to what they're able to administer and trustee. But if I'm the trustee and the administrator, it doesn't really matter. I can buy stocks, bonds, futures, I can buy real estate, gold, whatever I want. It used to be when I had my 401k, I had it at an unnamed administrator, and that was the only option I knew. This is well over 2 decades ago. And it was frustrating because every time I bought a piece of real estate and I had rental in there, the rental checks had to go to them and then they had to post them to me, and sometimes that'd take 60 days. If I wanted to buy a piece of real estate, forget about it. Inside that, I mean, it was almost like closing escrow twice. Out of frustration, I was talking with a friend of mine about this, and he's like, well, why don't you just open up a 401k where you're the administrator and trustee? And I kind of laughed at him. I'm like, is that possible? Yes. And then boom, it just exploded on us. I started doing this. This has got to be told to everybody, and I've been telling everybody about it since. This is the exact same plan that senators and Congress people get. The beautiful thing about a qualified retirement plan, it's got the ultimate asset protection, okay? It's the only one left, okay? You could file bankruptcy. I mean, all of these horrible things could happen, medical, whatever could happen, but they cannot get at that because it's shielded. This is your retirement account. But here's the beautiful thing. There's no limits on how much money you can roll in there. And now I can buy some Fidelity stuff or some stocks or some gold or a piece of real estate. Here's the way you got to look at it, because the first question you're going to ask is, well, what am I restricted to? If you have to ask yourself, I wonder if the IRS would allow this, you probably shouldn't be doing it. So a different way to look at this, if you're physically benefiting from it. So what that would mean is I couldn't rent or buy a house for my son and rent it to him. That's not an arm's length transaction. I couldn't buy a vacation home and enjoy it. I could buy a vacation home to rent it out as long as I'm not using it, okay? But here's the beautiful thing about retirement accounts that you're managing, 401ks, solo 401ks, QRPs, whatever it is that you want to call them, is the fact is that you were liberated. Okay, what I mean by that is literally you are the control of your destiny. So I can buy stocks, bonds, and real estate, like I said before. All of that changes everything. Because not only can you buy real estate in there, but it grows and all the rent checks and everything else. And it literally, I like to say, puts your retirement on steroids. So you do have other options out there. For those of you who have more interest and want to watch more information on this, just click on the button down below, hit the like button. hit the subscribe, but click on the link below. I'll put a link in here in both the captions down below and on the video where you can be taken right to a video that I'll explain exactly how these work inside and out, and you can determine if this is for you or not. This is Sean Higgins saying thank you for watching.